We are now several days into dry January for those who celebrate, or more to the point, for those who don't.
The notion is to avoid alcohol for the month, right after the excesses of the holidays. Surely some people violated dry January at 1 minute after midnight on New Year's, but Richard DeVisser insists you're not too late.
Anyone could start any time.
He's at England's Brighton and Sussex Medical School. He says no alcohol in January means a month without hangovers, better sleep, and money saved.
People also say that they feel more in control of their drinking. They have more of a sense of saying, well, actually, if I feel a bit tempted to have a drink, I know what I can do instead. I've actually found out another drink I can have instead. Or if I feel like when I'm with certain people, it's difficult to refuse a drink, maybe I'll go and socialize in different ways.
In studying people who practice dry January, DeVisser said some people reported results 6 months later.
We find that people are actually drinking less, so they're drinking on fewer days per week. And then on the days when they are drinking, they're drinking less.
Zach Riesland says he tried it and will try some more.
Kind of start it from scratch again and kind of keep it at bay.
Riesland is a father of four and says for energy and better sleep, he's made his own rules.
Sometimes I'll put different boundaries around it. Like I'll say, I'm not going to drink at home, you know, for this month. So if I'm out with people, I'll allow it.
Some might call this damp January. Chris Swanger calls this dry January. That's with a T. He leads responsibility.org, which promotes lifelong responsible alcohol consumption.
Try January is really what it's all about. Try a balanced, healthy lifestyle when it comes to beverage alcohol 12 months out of the year.
And DeVisser, who conducted that study, says any period of abstinence is good.
So even if people try for one week and don't make it through, they've still done something which is different, which is questioning their own behavior and questioning maybe the way the society thinks about drinking as well.
Let me pour you some coffee.